Hendrik, I have explained these matters to you because it is useless to punish a man unless he knows why he is being punished. You've been a bad boy. I say boy because you quite evidently aren't a man yet, although we'll keep trying. A surprisingly bad boy in view of the stage of your training. Nothing you have said is any defense, nor even any mitigation. You don't seem to know the score, nor have any idea of your duty as a soldier, so tell me, in your own words, why you feel mistreated. I want to get you straightened out. There might even be something in your favor, though I confess that I cannot imagine what it could be. I had sneaked a look or two at Hendrix's face while the captain was chewing him out. Somehow, his quiet, mild words were a worse chewing out than any Zim had ever given us. Hendrik's expression had gone from indignation to blank astonishment to sullenness. "Speak up," Frankel added sharply.
Well, we were ordered to freeze, and I hit the dirt and I found I was on this anthill. So I got to my knees to move over a couple of feet, and I was hit from behind and knocked flat, and he yelled at me, and I bounced up and popped him one, and he...
Stop. Captain Frankel was out of his chair and standing 10 feet tall, though he's hardly taller than I am. He stared at Hendrik.
You struck your company commander?
Huh? I said so, but he hit me first, from behind. I didn't even see him. I don't take that off anybody. I popped him, and then he hit me again, and then...
Silence!
Hendrik stopped. Then he added, I just want out of this lousy outfit.
I think we can accommodate you, Frankel said icily. And quickly, too.
Just give me a piece of paper. I'm resigning.
One moment. Sergeant Zim?
Yes, sir.
Zim hadn't said a word for a long time. He just stood, eyes front and rigid as a statue, nothing moving but his twitching jaw muscles. I looked at him now and saw that it certainly was a shiner, a beaut. Hendrik must have caught him just right. But he hadn't said anything about it, and Captain Frankel hadn't asked. Maybe he had just assumed Zim had run into a door, and would explain it if he felt like it later.
Have the pertinent articles been published to your company as required?
Yes, sir. Published and logged every Sunday morning.
I know they have. I asked simply for the record.
Just before church call every Sunday, they lined us up and read aloud the disciplinary articles out of the laws and regulations of the military forces. They were posted on the bulletin board, too, outside the orderly tent. Nobody paid them much mind. It was just another drill. You could stand still and sleep through it. About the only thing we noticed, if we noticed anything, was what we called the 31 ways to crash land. After all, the instructors see to it that you soak up all the regulations you need to know through your skin. The crash landings were a worn-out joke, like Reveille oil, and tent jacks. They were the 31 capital offenses. Now and then somebody boasted or accused somebody else of having found a 32nd way. Always something preposterous and usually obscene.